Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. I'm Francisca, one of the founders of Basic Bananas, and I'm here today with Aga, our team happiness rockstar. Hey, Aga.
Hello.
Are you nervous?
Excited to be here.
Excited and a little bit nervous?
Yes.
What we want to do today is we get a lot of questions from our listeners about team happiness and really how we at Basic Bananas create such a beautiful culture of empowerment and happiness and gratitude. So I brought in our team happiness rockstar to share some of the things that we do here. So maybe you can just get started with what's one of your favorite things that we do here at Basic Bananas?
I think one of the favorite things that I really love doing every day with the team is that we gather every day at 3 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to do a 10-minute meditation, because everyone knows we have a really busy work day and everyone does have that, but the meditation really brings the team together to sit down for 10 minutes and just focus on being present and quieten the mind, and that actually gives so much to the team, because then they go back to their tasks and they come back to the task with a fresh mind. And I think that that's really important, and it calms you, it gives you more energy, more power, and taking those 10 minutes all together is it's just a really great way to bring the team together and then also to go back and be more productive.
Yeah, I agree. And you've been really good, actually, since you've stepped into this role. And maybe you should even talk a little bit about your role as Team Happiness Rockstar. Because you, when we started the meditating a little bit over a year ago, you were one of the people that would always say, oh, I don't have time. And now, because you're in charge of it, you really manage to motivate people. And you know, one of the things that I always say is that sometimes when you come around, you're like, okay, guys, it's time, it's 3:30 or 3 o'clock. We're doing the meditation. Sometimes I'm in the middle of something and I think I really actually don't have time. And that's usually when I know I really need to make that time. And you're really good at motivating people and going around saying, okay, it's time. And because the benefits are huge of doing that, to just take the 10 minutes. Because usually you will gain those 10 minutes, more than 10 minutes, just by being more productive after the meditation. Maybe we should even talk a little bit about why you stepped into this role of Team Happiness Rockstar. Because you're the perfect person. This role was basically suited for you.
Well, as our team was growing, the Basic Bananas team has been growing in the last few years, and we really just felt that sometimes it's so great to have one designated person that takes care of that the team is always happy with doing so many things and everyone going about their own business every day. It's good to have someone who actually steps out and says, hey, what can we do this week, next week, or in the next month to make the team more happy, and what can we do to always have an awesome Basic Bananas team culture? So this is how this role came about, and I naturally love to organize birthday presents or organize activities and then try to push everyone to do them and be excited about them. And that's, if you have a person like that in your team who loves to do that, it would be great to give that to them, this task to basically take care of the team and make sure that everyone's always happy.
Yeah, and you already did that before that was your role. And of course, it's not a full-time role. So for our listeners, don't think, oh my God, I can't afford another person that just does team happiness. It's part of Aga's role. Aga is also in charge of the marketing and the events. So it's not a full-time role for most smaller businesses, but it really does help to have one designated person who is already naturally a very nurturing person. Aga is naturally, we call her our mommy, but she's probably half my age.
Basic Bananas mommy.
But she just looks after everyone naturally already. And the other cool thing about it is because we have obviously, some KPIs and measurables around it. So the daily meditations are part of Aga's KPIs. We have to do them. And she has to not enforce them, but instigate them. And so having one person in charge of making sure the team is happy just, keeps you on the pulse of what's going on in the business, and the people are your most important asset in your business, basically, because they're helping you achieve your vision. And so even Aga, sometimes I get even a phone call at night when I wasn't in the office because maybe I was overseas or traveling or interstate, and I remember actually just recently she called me at like 7 o'clock. She said, "Hey Francisca, just a heads up, I wanted to let you know that one of our team members is maybe going through a little bit of a rough time, and I'm not, you know, maybe you just want to check in, not so much work wise but maybe even in personal life, maybe you just want to check in." And that's so good to have that person there to make sure everyone is happy, and we obviously care, and we make sure if someone is having a rough time, maybe we can ease the workload, or maybe we can help them somewhere else. So that's just really useful. Now, what's another thing that you think is really useful that we do in terms of creating a happy team?
Giving incentives. So a lot of people, when they hear incentives, they think, oh, give them money, give them bonus, give them this present or that present. I think that is not necessary, but I think one thing that we have at Basic Bananas that is totally awesome are flexible work hours, which we call, it comes from the German word Gleitzeit, gliding time.
Gliding times, yeah.
It's just so amazing. So basically we have a structure where everyone is here from 10 to 4 definitely, but before and after you can manage your hours flexibly. So you're working 8 hours a day, but you can come in really early in the morning and then leave earlier in the afternoon. Or if you, for example, want to go for a morning surf, you would take that time in the morning and come to the office at 10 and work later on. So this gives the team an amazing flexibility to structure the day the way they want to be. They want to have it, and to create their day as they want and not bound to be here for these 8 hours that we give them. But yeah, it's flexible, which is really amazing, and I think that's such a great benefit.
I agree. And even talking about incentives, you know, I don't actually know if you've read the book. I should get it for you. It's a book by a guy called Daniel Pink. I think it's called Drive. I think I have it, I'll bring it in for you because you love it. And it talks about how a lot of companies do incentives in terms of monetary incentives, like you mentioned before, but that's actually not really what gets people really excited. It's the things that you mentioned, but also if you want to reward someone, it's more a gift, you know, so buying someone something or rewarding someone by getting them to go to a course that they want to attend or something like that is way more conducive to team happiness than is money, which is very interesting. And you're doing
totally
that naturally. Maybe we should talk about that too a little bit. Some other things that you're doing here is, so the gifts, you're very, really good at gifts. You even organize gifts for my family sometimes because I'm not that good at it. Guys,
I love
looking
for gifts.
You love it, especially when it's babies. You love the baby gifts. And also the team events and team activities. But do you want to talk a little bit about the gift, or we've covered it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything big. Sometimes, I don't know, we bring chocolates or someone brings in a cake, and that really makes the team happy.
That.
Or someone makes
balls. Can you bring me some today?
I have two. I can give
you
one.
You're totally like rationing your bliss balls. Yesterday you brought two, one for me, one for you.
Well, then otherwise I have to make them every day.
I know.
But yeah, our team is really good at sharing too. So someone will just randomly bake a cake or make bliss balls or bring in some other treat. And that is something that really contributes to the team happiness as well. It's just these little things. So it doesn't have to be something big. It's just a gesture that, hey, we're thinking of you and you're totally awesome.
Yes, I like that. And I'm actually going to bring the vegan coconut ice cream tomorrow.
Yes.
It's on my list to make tonight. So I better go home.
Oh, I can't
after
wait.
Work. It's going to be delicious. Now, let's talk about events. Next, maybe some team events and gatherings. And then also after that, so I just remember, because you're better at remembering things, let's talk about our Friday meetings and how we do them, because that's a very cool thing to share.
So one thing that we always do is team activities. So our facilitators and the founders of Basic Bananas are obviously traveling a lot. But whenever the team is here and we are complete, no one's on holidays, we love to organize team events. And that doesn't just have to be going to a bar and after our drink. We really like to do stuff where we actually do something together. So one time we went to a hike here on the northern beaches in Sydney, which was really cool, to the iconic Palm Beach Lighthouse. Or we do a bonfire together and we go surfing. One of our awesome team members is also a yoga teacher, so she gave us a yoga lesson on the beach one time.
That was awesome. Yeah.
So we have a lot of amazing activities that really make the team bond, which is really cool. Even the one time we all met together and we all brought something or cooked something from our country, because we have team members that come from different countries, so they brought like a traditional dish, And we all cooked together, and we shared a whole evening of sharing food, and that was also amazing. So lots of bonding activities.
And then the team retreat. We also had a team retreat, which was awesome.
Yes.
The one off the coast.
So we even went away one time for 3 days over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We went up the coast in Sydney, and it was amazing because we got to spend time together almost like a family. It was so cool. We played board games. We also did some presentations on some topics, which
each team member got to talk about their favorite thing. We learned about breathing. We learned about what else did we learn
what
about?
Makes someone happy. I did a presentation on Poland.
Yes.
How to prepare for a marathon.
Oh yes.
And Christo explained to us how the rips
in the ocean
work. So it was really awesome to learn all these things, and we had so much fun along the way.
Yeah, and you know, the listeners might think now, well, but do they want to give up a whole weekend to hang out with their team? Because I get this question actually asked, and here's the answer. If you have a good team culture, and of course the company is looking after them, and the company pays for the accommodation and the food, so you've got to look after people, and they have a good culture, then of course they will come. I mean, I would go to any sort of camp that I get invited in if it's good people in it. So yes, you can, you know, the question that we get asked sometimes is, do we need to do this out of hours or inside hours? We do a combination of both. Tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow we have an afternoon gathering. Aga is organizing a paella in the backyard here at our new offices, and that starts at 4:00. So people who want to leave at earlier, sort of at 6-ish, that's cool. But then some people will stay on and probably drink a little bit of margaritas that Krista makes.
Yes.
Now, should we talk about the Friday team meeting? Maybe let's talk about the structure of it and how we run them, because I think they are. That's a really valuable sort of gold nugget for our listeners, an easy thing to implement.
Yeah, so every Friday we take an hour where the whole team gathers, and then we have a team structure of that stays the same every week, and it's really first of all to ask every person what they celebrate. So something that they celebrate that's happening the week can be personal or work related, something that they thought was really awesome. So we all share what we really loved about our week. And after that, we share our customer loving, which is my favorite part of the team meeting, because this is where we read out all the awesome messages and emails we get from clients and fans of Basic Bananas that make us feel like we're really doing a great job and that everything's running smoothly. And it's just amazing to hear what people think. And if it's something really nice, it really makes our day when we hear that on Fridays. And then after that, we share our focus of the week, so we talk about what we'll do next week, what our focus points are, and we ask if anyone needs any help. So someone might need help with a task or would love some input, this is where we share that. And in the end, this is my other favorite part, we give gratitude. So basically every person chooses another person and says thank you for something that they've done in the week for them. And it's a circle of gratitude. It is really cool, and you feel really amazing after this session and ready to go for the next week.
Yeah, and you know, I agree about the circle of gratitude, because it really, what I've noticed is we've always, I think, had that, but I've seen different cultures speaking with different businesses and running workshops for even larger businesses, how there is such a difference in culture where we, because of all the things that you organize, but also the circle of gratitude, we really have this culture here of gratefulness but also support of each other. And then the opposite culture would be a culture driven by significance, where everyone is scrambling to get the significance. So here often it's actually the opposite. Here someone would do a really good job, like Jackson, one of our interns, he did a presentation, and then we said something like, hey, this is a great name that you've come up with for a project we're working on, a charity project. And he said, oh, I didn't actually come up with it. It was a combination of Julia and Francisca. But he didn't have to say that. It wasn't, you know, necessary. But because people here give each other the credit rather than just scrambling for it and going, well, I did this and you did this. And you know, even a lot of us, sometimes we work from home, or I get emails sometimes from you guys here. It's never about, hey, did you see that? I worked late. Like, it's just, you know, it's not about who did what, it's about what do we do together. what do we achieve together? And that's really what this gratitude circle, I think, also really breeds.
Yes.
Is there one other thing you would like to share before we close?
Yeah, just one thing that Christo always says and that makes everyone feel really amazing is that at Basic Bananas, everyone is really equal. We don't really feel like we have a strict hierarchy. Of course, there's the founders of Basic Bananas and everyone has their own role. But Christo always emphasizes that every role in this business is equally important to make Basic Bananas run like a smooth machine. Everyone's task is equally important, and that's why we pay attention to every role in the same way. It doesn't matter where you're at Basic Bananas, and I think that's really awesome too.
I love that, and in addition to that is we don't really have titles such as coordinator, manager, senior manager, junior manager, because it's not necessary, because you don't need, as you mentioned, we don't need to have these sort of flashy titles. Hey, look, I'm a manager. On my business card, it says that. On your signature, it says...
It says marketing and team happiness rockstar.
Yeah, rockstar.
I love it.
Yeah, but exactly. And then some of us are legends. Some of us are Superwoman or Wonder Woman or Superman, or Pat is our flamenco dude. So we don't really need to flash a title just to feel great. And I love that. That's a really strong point. Is there one other one? I don't want to, suddenly you... what's the word? Hold you back from sharing all this wisdom.
Maybe also that at Basic Bananas, everyone's given an opportunity to grow. So everyone gets the chance to say, hey, I'm interested in copywriting or some other thing that might not be initially included in the role, but if they're interested in it, they can work towards that direction, and we'll give them tasks in that interest them, and find things where they can basically upskill themselves and grow in their own role, so they always feel like they have a really... fulfilled work day and work life, which is amazing as well. And not a lot of companies have that.
No. And it's a strong point too, because there is so much research on when you invest in yourself, even if if the company doesn't do that for you, but it basically growing, we all have a need for growth. And if your business, as the listener, can support that, it will really keep your team members happy, but also it will up-level your whole team. So every year your team is smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter. So that's why I think it's super useful to do that. And we're about to finish this show, and then Aga and I are going to talk about a book club idea that we have that we're going to implement just because
that's
of
exciting.
That reason, which is very exciting. Is there one other thing you would like to share, or should we wrap it up here?
Maybe open communication as well.
Go for it.
So at Basic Bananas, one of the most amazing things, and working in different companies in my past work life, we have a really open and honest communication, and we don't just say that, it really is. There is definitely no talking behind the back, and this is also because we're all really good friends as well. But if there is an issue or anything, everyone addresses this directly to the person. If I have a problem, I will talk about it with the person that I need to talk about. I don't go to someone else. And this is really important and beneficial for a really good team culture. There is, no talking behind the back, and that's amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And to be honest, a few years ago, it wasn't like that. And I never figured it out. I didn't actually know that. But I remember even a few, just to be completely honest here too, with our listeners, it's not always like eating chocolate. It's one of the Swiss expressions, licking. It's not like licking chocolate all day long. We did have one team member particularly that is obviously not here anymore that was doing that, the talking behind the back, and I didn't know that as one of the founders here, and it really created a culture of a bit of gaps. It wasn't a really beautiful cohesive collaboration anymore, and I didn't figure it out what it was until I found out later. And it's really important that we nip that in the bud straight away. If somebody is saying something behind someone's back, we just want to nip it in the bud and say, look, how about we talk to that person straight away. That's you as the founder of the business. You have to really drive that. Don't ever talk about anyone in front of your team members, because it doesn't create a nice culture. I love that you bring that up. Is that it, or did you have one more?
I think that's it.
That's it? Okay, well, if you want to know more about this topic, I'm sure we can do more on this with Aga. We might even actually run a workshop on this topic, because we get a lot of people asking, especially also about how do you create a culture, but also how do you find those people in your team. So we might even put together a workshop where we get Aga to share some of these ideas too and workshop it. So stay tuned for that. It will come out in the next few months probably. Aga probably thinks right now, oh my god, more
sounds
fun.
Good. Sounds good.
And as always, if you love this episode, make sure you share it with someone that you think would benefit from it. And if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be pretty amazing too. And you can always email us at info@basicbananas.com if you have any questions about anything, and we might even discuss it on the next show. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.
Basic Bananas.